for that. So this morning, we also have some more things that we want to share with you. And so what we're going to do, though, is start with a video with our own congregation speaking to you about why we're better together. So watch this with me.
When I think about our theme, Better Together, a lot of different things come to my mind, but so many scriptures point to the fact that we really are stronger together. Relationships matter. We're transformed through relationships. We're encouraged through relationships. Being together makes a difference, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually for us. I know that's true for my family, and there's so many examples that I could think of. One particular example comes to mind. It's the way that you all at Leander Church showed love to Avery and I as we were pregnant and trying to figure out what it means to be new parents in the middle of a pandemic. And y'all sent gifts and encouragements and cards and texts and food and all sorts of things that helped us through that time. But I am a firm believer that we as Christians are better together.
Back together is we're back together as a family. We get to hug on each other and love on each other and pray for each other. And that's what church is all about.
For me, coming back, all of us coming back, is just seeing our family and our church family. And then even though I don't get to speak to everyone, it's seeing everyone there in their faces. It's comforting to me.
It is a joy to see everybody coming back to church. As I greet everybody through the door, to see the smiling faces, and it brings happiness to people and to me.
So being face-to-face is important to me for the kids and the foundation that we're building. These are the church of the future, and it's really hard to show them the expectations and how to get involved in church if we're not face-to-face.
I like the kids.
Being able to participate in worship services on Sunday morning means that we are given the opportunity to glorify God with other believers. And to us, that's an honor.
I like being in the youth group and interacting with other people, so it feels like I'm more there instead of just by myself.
And then I feel more connected with the church family.
Encourage each other, smile at each other, just inspire each other. That's what it means to be back.
When we're at home, we get more distracted, so I like being there, so I'm not.
Being back together, person-to-person worship, means so much to me because I think of renewal of friendships, renewal of praise together, lifting our voices together to God and to Christ, and that is so wonderful to be able to do that again.
I enjoy being back together again and fellowship with all the saints. It just seems like there's strength in numbers, and it's a better praise opportunity to be here together.
We really missed being with our church family. Sitting with Wayne, watching the services and participating. We continued to do it on Sunday morning at 10:30 during COVID, and it was wonderful to do it. But being back together with your church family, worshiping God and celebrating with each other, has been marvelous.
When Ree and I decided we felt safe to come back to services, those first couple of services with the singing, with an auditorium full of people singing praises to God, touched me and made me realize how important our congregational singing is to me, and I'm sure it touches other people as well.
Well, coming back to worship for all of us, for me, has meant I can finally enjoy the singing again.
You know, when it's just the two of us at home watching it on TV, it's hard for me to get into the spirit of things. But it's a lot easier when we're all back together and all singing together with one voice. So that's what I missed most about not being together.
I agree with that. What I really enjoy is taking the Lord's Supper together as a church, as a body, with the knowledge that that's going on all over the world, which is just an awesome thought. Doesn't feel quite the same again as when it's the two of us at home. And I find that that renews me to help me live my faith.
So being in church in person, you have the sense of community and worshiping with other believers. It's just amazing. You can feel the Holy Spirit in the place. You just don't get that at home.
I love the fact that I get to see people that I don't always see. A lot of the elder people coming to church, you have a church family, but outside of the church, we have our own lives that we live, and you don't get the opportunity to see all these people. So it really is a blessing to come up here on Sunday mornings.
So as you can see, we really are better together. And these are just a few of the examples that we've heard in our church family of what relationship really means to us. And when you think about our vision as a church, we are seeking to be a people shaped into the image of Jesus. And I don't think there's a better way for that to take place than through relationship, through being together, because Scripture lets us know we really are better together.
I like coming to Bible class and doing worship and doing communion.
Yeah. All right, Caleb, you stole the show, man. You said it perfect. Perfect. You know, I love that. And as I was thinking about preparing for this day, let me start by asking you something. Are you thankful for your church family? I mean, I am so thankful that I have a family that I can lean on. And there's been many times in my life that I know that I wouldn't have made it through and made it to the point that I'm at in my life if it wasn't for my church family, who has held me up and supported me and sometimes kicked me when I needed to go a certain direction. But it's all been done out of love, and I'm so thankful that God has established this so that life is not lived in isolation, but that life is lived together because we're better together. And so as I was thinking about this day, about what I was hoping to accomplish, what we as an eldership and a leadership and as a church family, what should we get out of this? My mind kept going back to one question where everything is rooted in, and it's this: why? I kept thinking about why. And it's important to pause, I believe, at different points. Yes, as a body of believers, but also as individuals, and ask yourself that question. To stop and to reflect, why? Why am I doing this? Why is this the way that I do what I do? Because why always determines how and how long I do what I do. And so today, for our celebration Sunday, I want us to pause together as a church family and answer that question together. Why do we do what we do? Why do we gather together? What's the point of the body of Christ? What is the point of the church? Why do we do this? And so let's start at the beginning. In the beginning, God made everything. Okay, paraphrase. It would take a lot too long if I start at the very, very beginning, right? In the beginning, God made everything, and that includes all of us, all mankind. And Scripture tells us, why did He make mankind? Because God wanted a family. You may never have heard it that way before, but Scripture is where I pull that from. God wanted a family. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5, listen to this. It says, He predestined us. So why did He make us? He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ. Why did He want to do that? In accordance with His pleasure and His goodwill. Ephesians 2:19 tells us, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints of the members of," listen to this, "the household of God." What's another word for household? Family. You and I are members of God's house, of His family. And so God created mankind because He wanted a family. And no, it's not that God was lonely, but God wanted to share in His goodness with others, right? He wanted a family. And so from the beginning of time, God chose to adopt us as His children, to be a part of His family. And we have one word for what we call that family, and it's what? The church. Everybody say church, because that's what church is. You may not have known what church is. Why do we come together and worship as a church? Because we're a part of a family, and that family is called the church. And I think sometimes we forget that, and let me tell you why. It's because of the language that I use and that we all use. Our language kind of confuses what the church is. Now, before I say this point, I want you to understand my goal from this lesson is not for you to change how you say what I'm about to say, okay? It's not for you to change your words, but for I want to make sure we're all clear as to what the church is, right? Because if you don't understand what the church is, then you won't understand how we're better together. And so sometimes we'll say these different phrases. We'll say things like, "I'm going to church." And technically, that doesn't make any sense, right? If the church is the family of God, then you say, "I'm going to church." It doesn't compute. That makes it sound like it's a place that we go, but it's not true. Church is not a place that we go. Church is not a location. Sometimes we say, "Well, we need to remodel the church." Well, technically that's not true, because that makes it sound like the church is a physical place that we can see and that we can build, right? And maybe we do need to remodel the church, but that's a whole different sermon, right? But the church is not a physical place in which we can make improvements to. That's not true. The church is not a building. Sometimes I say, I attend church on Sunday mornings. You know, that makes it sound like the church is an event that we attend, but that's not true. The church is not an event. Folks, the church is not something that we attend. So if you've wondered what the church is, let me tell you what it is. The church is not an event. It's not a location. It's not a building. It's much more beautiful than that. The church is a family that you belong to. And that is why we can celebrate our family in our church. So technically, let me get to the language here. Technically, again, am I still going to say I'm going to church? Sure I am. But I hope we all understand that that does not mean that the church is a building. That has kind of confused our language, our understanding. But technically, it would be more accurate not to say I'm going to church, but maybe to say, you know, I'm going to a worship service. I'm going to a Bible study. I'm going to an event of the church. But the church is none of those things. Those things can be done by the church. The church can have events. The church can have worship services. The church can have Bible studies, but the church is not any of those things. The church is a family. It's a family that you get to belong to. It's a family that loves you and supports you in the midst of your deepest hurts and sorrows and pains, and celebrates with you in the midst of your greatest joys and successes. The church is a family, and it's powerful because it's the family in which the Father is our Lord. And that's why we celebrate. That's why we're better together. Not because our church has events or something we attend. Now, some people think, here's where the correlation happens. Have you ever heard somebody say, "Well, I don't need to go to church to have Jesus"? You ever heard that argument before? You ever had that argument? Have you ever asked that? You don't have to raise your hand. You ever asked that question yourself? Because sometimes I get frustrated at things that are going on, and I, you know, things happen, right? Even in the Church of God, we're not all perfect people. but thank the Lord that we have a perfect Heavenly Father that covers us, right? The church is full of a bunch of hypocrites. Aren't you thankful that heaven's going to be full of hypocrites? Right? And I'm one of them and you are too, right? The difference between us and the rest of the world is just that we're covered by Jesus. It's not that we have less of our sin count than they do, right? And so some people will say the argument, I don't need to go to church. You know, I don't need to come to a church service. I don't need to be around other people. And I would tell them and tell my old self who asked this question back in the day. So I speak to myself as well. Nathan, no, that's absolutely incorrect. You're wrong. You do need to go to church. You need to be a part of a church. Now, here's the difference. The difference is in the definition, listen to me, of the word need. You follow me? The difference is in the definition of the word need. Because the one who says, I don't need to go to church, versus the one who says, oh, you need to go to church. They might be saying the same words, but they've got two completely different definitions, and it all revolves around the word need. You see, the one who says, I don't need to go to church, technically, that's a true statement. You don't need to go to church in order to have a relationship with Jesus. Church being a worship service in which we're a part of today. Yeah, you see some value in it because you're sitting out here, so I'm speaking to the choir, right? Or you're watching online, so you see the value in it. But some may say, I technically don't need to go to church. And their definition of the word need is what? To be saved. I don't need to go to church to be saved because the blood of Jesus is what washes me clean. Well, true, but I'm telling you, you need to go to church for every other reason than your salvation. You need to go to church because you are saved, right? Yeah, this worship service won't save you. The blood of Jesus will, but because I am saved, I want to be a part of a family who can walk this Christian life with me and give me support. I'm not better alone. I'm better together. You need to be a part of the church, and I know that I do too. And so that kind of a statement comes because of our immaturity and our short-sightedness. And if you've ever asked that question, hey, I'm right with you. I used to, too. I don't need to go to church. No, I absolutely do. Because we're better together. There is more, listen, to being a Christian than just being saved. Being saved is so important. But let me ask you this. If that was all that mattered, you see, because again, I don't need to go to church comes from a root question that says, I don't need to go to church to be saved, right? That's the thought process behind that. Okay, that statement may technically be true, but that also implies that this life is all about getting saved. And while that's very important and the most important part of your life, that is not all there is to life. And there are some things that are very important. You know how I know that? Because I'm still here. Right? If getting saved was all that mattered, then God, why did you leave me on this broken earth? I'm done. I got saved. Take me to heaven now. And he says, no. This Christian life is much more than just being saved. There's more that we have to do. If obeying the gospel and being baptized was all that mattered, then why am I still here? Let me read you a verse that you may have never seen before. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. Take it from the Lord himself. Here it is. Paul says, we loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become dear to us. Family is more than protocol. Now, are there rules in your family? You got some rules for your kiddos? Are there some things that if your kids do, or wives, if your husband does, that you're crossing a line here, there's some punishment in place because there's some protocols? Sure, but family is more than protocols in a system. It's about life shared together. That's what makes family so special, is that we share life together. Well, God's family is more than just what it takes to be saved. It's more than just rules to follow, being a part about with a family, being a part of a church is about life shared together. And that's what makes it special. And by the way, the Bible tells us you and I are better together. Ecclesiastes, we read it earlier. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, starting in verse 9. Listen to what the Bible says about being together. He says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend is there to help him up. But pity to the man who falls and has no one there to help him up. That man might have been saved, and that man might have said, well, I don't need the church. But then he fell and he didn't have anybody to pick him up. And God says, pity on that man. Also, if two lie down together, they'll keep warm. But how can one keep warm by themselves? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. But a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Summary, hashtag, better together. We are better together. And I believe that on so many levels. So what we're going to talk about, not just today, but this is the launching point for us to begin a discussion in our service together over the next few weeks about being better together and what that really means. What are the blessings that you can receive from your church family? I realized when I was preparing this, I didn't have time to tell you all the blessings in one sermon. It wouldn't be fair. So I said, I'll do a series. And so this is the launching point for our series of Better Together. And we're going to talk about several things. Let me give you a few things, topics that we'll address. The first is, in God's family, I learn my new identity. The second is, in God's temple, another illustration for the church, I'm supported by others. In God's flock, I'm defended and cared for. And in God's garden, my life becomes fruitful. And so we're going to dive into the blessings of what it means to be in relationship with a body of believers. And why we're celebrating today is because we believe there is power in connection. Do you believe that this morning? Yes. Me too. The support, the love, and the motivation, and ultimately the life change all comes through being together as a family in the forever family of God in which we've been adopted into. And so I've got a couple of things that I want from you today. So listen to me. Here's the first one. In the foyer, we have tables that have been set up. You've seen them. You probably didn't know exactly what they were. They have on them a sign highlighting one of our ministries in the church. So each table has at least one ministry. Some have two. They share a table. And so what I would like for you to do is to go out there and visit those tables, to see what those ministries are, to see what's going on, to see what events are happening. Even if you don't have a kid in the youth group, it's so important that you know what's going on. You might find a way that you can help out our youth kiddos and invest in them because we're better together. And so what I would like is for you to visit those tables. Now, these are not all the ministries that we have available in the church. We're not highlighting everything we do. Some ministries are not advertised out there. Why these? These are advertised because these are places that you can get plugged into for the purpose of building relationship. We have our family ministry, our children's ministry, our youth ministry, connect groups, celebrate recovery, brighter days ministries. All of these ministries have places for you to jump into and be connected in. And so what I would like for you to do is to go, just if nothing else, you'll see these tables after the service are going to be manned by people who are wearing these shirts. These are the ministry leaders. Talk to them. If you have questions, don't know what an event's like, if you're just curious and really want to get involved, those are the people you need to talk to. If you realize you haven't been, listen, if you've been coming to our worship services, that doesn't mean that you know or are a part of Leander Church, right? Because church is not a building or a service. Now, you're a moment in time with us, but if you really want to get connected to our church and find out who we are, get connected through relationship. So, why advertise programs if programs aren't what the church is? Because we understand that we're better together, and these programs are programs designed to bring you into relationship, right? This is not the only way for you to get connected to our church family, but these are some ways that we could organize to help you to see that. And so we've put a lot of work into those. The ministry leaders have spent a lot of time on those. And so go and check those out after this is over. Also, What I would like for you to do is, if you have not been involved or connected, no, I already said that. Here's what I want. We have sent out, you may have filled out a form. Did any of you ever fill out something called the involvement form? Raise your hand if you fill one of those out. Okay, we had those in the past, and many people have filled those out, okay? But this morning, we realized, Alan and I and Jana and Regan and several of us have come together and looked at this involvement form and found out there's a lot of things on there that we don't even have anymore. Things that if you had checked your name on, there's nowhere to plug you in. And so some of you, probably a lot of you, filled that out and we failed because you were never contacted. You were never brought in. And so you said, well, I've already tried to get involved and they didn't call me. We admit it. You're right. We were wrong, but we repent of that, and we have spent countless hours working on this involvement form, stripping it down, improving it, and we guarantee you this morning that we will do better. And so we have those involvement forms on the information booth. If you're not plugged in somewhere and want to find out all of the ministries that we have and different areas that you can get involved, pick up one of those involvement forms from our information booth, fill it out, bring it up to the office during the week, or just bring it with you to service next week and give it to one of the ministry leaders, give it to me, give it to an elder, and we will call you. Someone over that ministry will personally give you a call because we understand we're better together, and so we want to do a better job at helping you connect and find that relationship. So those are the two things that you can do, and also the third is this, is you can pray for our church family. As we continue to learn what it means to connect people, it's a difficult time in our culture to figure out how to connect to people, isn't it? And we want to make sure that we do that and do that well and do that to our best because we understand God is telling us we're not better in isolation. We're better together. So those are the things I'd like for you to do this morning. But also, if you're here, we never want to leave without an invitation. So if you're here and you are tired and you realize that you have been doing life on your own and you haven't had anybody to share it with and you're lonely and you're tired and you're going through chaos by yourself, my encouragement to you this morning is you don't have to do that alone. There is a church family here that's ready to love on you and support you through it, and you can come down and do that. And if you've never taken the step to be baptized into Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and step into the saving grace of Jesus and to be adopted, see, baptism is the adoption ceremony in which you step into that family. And so if you would like to take that step this morning, the water is ready, and we would love to have that adoption ceremony for you and baptize you into Jesus this morning too. So wherever you are, whatever you need, think about it. And if you need to respond, won't you come as together we stand and sing.